I thank the gentlelady from New York for yielding, and I also thank my colleague, the gentlelady from Florida, Ileana Ross-Layton, for her lifetime of service. Ileana Ross-Layton was my state representative the day I was born. This is a fact she does not frequently like being reminded of, but it shows the duration and the level of her commitment to the community in South Florida, to the country, and to the world. And what I'll always remember Ileana's service for is the commitment that she had to vulnerable people, whether it was children who were in need of good schools or seniors in need of hospice care. Ileana could always be counted on to fight for the vulnerable, for those who might not have the fancy lobbyists or the powerful special interests in their corner. But when Ileana was in someone's corner, they had a pretty good chance to be successful, whether it has been in the halls of Congress or in our state capitol in Tallahassee. I'm perhaps most moved by the role model that Ileana has set for women all over the world. Recently, I had the opportunity to travel with Ileana to Jordan, where there are the initial sprout-ups of democracy. And Ileana met with young women who had an interest in the political process, running for office, campaigning, organizing in their neighborhoods and in their communities for a better life. And as they were able to bear witness to this amazing American lady who had done so much, who had broken through so many barriers, it showed through her life the great potential that women have all over this world to be able to make such a meaningful contribution to their governments and to their communities. And so for all Floridians, for particularly those in South Florida who have benefited from Ily's great service, I just want to thank her family. I want to wish my friend Dexter Douglas, Ileana's spouse, the best of luck in all of the extra time he'll have with Ily. I know they're looking forward to spending time with their children and grandchildren, and I look forward to Ileana's next chapter because I know that even in her retirement from the Congress, she will never stop fighting for vulnerable people in my state, in our country, and all around the world.